Look, I brought you the news that the 7-year minimum sentence previously handed down to the convicted pedophile, that horrible Bega cheese boss, Maurice Van Ryn, had been overturned on appeal. The Criminal Court of Appeal almost doubled the 59-year-old's non-parole period to 13 years and 6 months for abusing 9 children, some as young as 8, over an 11-year period. He initially pleaded guilty to a series of offences, but then inexplicably, was granted bail while awaiting sentence. Now, fortunately, the bail was revoked after there was an appeal by the New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions. But this seems to be the norm, because last week I received a tip about a similar situation involving another convicted pedophile. Now, for legal reasons, which I'll go into later, but I can't tell you his name, he's in his 70s. He's from Mittagong in the Southern Highlands, is awaiting sentence in a New South Wales court. In 2009, this man, who's already a convicted child sex offender, committed 4 counts of indecent assault on a person under the age of 16. It was 5 years before he was arrested and charged, and he first appeared in court in June of 2014. 2 months after his arrest, he successfully applied for bail in the New South Wales Supreme Court, granted by Justice Peter Hidden. Now, I don't know what bail laws were being applied back then, but he's remained on bail ever since. He's been on bail ever since. February 3 this year, so not that long ago, a jury found him guilty on all 4 counts in the Downing Centre District Court. He'll be sentenced on March 24, but in the meantime, so he's a guilty pedophile with a prior conviction. With a prior conviction. He's already a convicted child sex offender, so he has a history of offending. But District Court Judge Peter Whitford, despite the fact that a jury on February 3 found him guilty of further offences, 4 of them, continued his bail. Now, as part of his bail condition, he must report to police each day, is not permitted to go within 100 metres of a school or playground. He's also prohibited from being in the presence of any child under any circumstance, unless an adult is present. I'm told by my source that this individual is well known to police, is an absolute grub in the Maurice Van Ryn grub type illustration. I'm also told by locals he ran what's described as a popular attraction in a busy tourist town in the Southern Highlands for several years. One alleged victim was so traumatised by his actions, they had fits inside the courtroom and had to withdraw from the case. Another victim continued with the charge, which eventually led to the pedophile's latest conviction. Well, here's one for the Attorney General. I hope she's listening in New South Wales. We've got another convicted pedophile. And I'm gobsmacked that on February 3, District Court Judge Peter Whitford would continue the bail of a convicted pedophile who is a serial offender. He already has a conviction against children. Is there some suggestion, as there was in the Maurice Van Ryn case, that this creature's not going to go to jail? How many chances does this bloke get? He's been on bail since shortly after appearing in court in June of 2014. The matter was heard February 3 this year, when the jury returned a guilty verdict on 4 counts over offending against a child under the age of 16. He'll be sentenced on March 24, but in the meantime, District Court Judge Peter Whitford has continued his bail. I mean, the expectation, Judge Whitford, is that this bloke's going to jail for the offences he's committed. And I would imagine, given he didn't plead guilty, there'll be no discount. And given that he's an offender with a conviction against children already, he'd be going down for a fair while. Why is he still on bail? Why is he still on bail? The bastard should be in jail now, awaiting sentence on March 24.